Now he moves on. He says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see, they did not know. But as it's written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now here's a verse that has surely been misunderstood. It's gone to a funeral too many times, and I don't think this verse should go to a funeral. I've heard it used when I was a boy in the country. Old Dr. So-and-so or somebody, he's dead. Now there's his remains there right before us. And when he was here, why, he wasn't able to see too well. He didn't hear too well. He didn't understand too well. But he's arrived now, and he understands everything. Well, that's not what Paul is saying. Paul is saying this, that right here and now, there are certain things that the eye hath not seen. There are certain things you can't get with your eye gate. And we learn more through our eye gate than we do any other way. But there are certain things you can't learn through the eye gate, nor ear gate. Now, the ear is another way we learn. We learn by hearing. And yet, there are certain things you can't get just through the ear gate. And neither entered into the heart of man, that is, by cogitation, by thinking, by reasoning. There are certain things you could never attain. God never had a Columbus. You can't discover him. You can't, by searching, find out God. Well, of course you cannot. Now, these are things that you can't learn, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. You don't get it by the eye gate, the ear gate, or by reasoning at all. Well, how are you going to get it? But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, what he's simply saying here is, that which you can't get through the eye gate, the ear gate, why, the Spirit of God can teach it to you. Now, there's certain things in the Bible that you can get through the eye gate, and you can get through the ear gate, and you can get through reasoning. I used to tell students that, and there are a lot of pious students, think God's going to give them the answers to questions on examination. And I had a few like that. They felt like if they sort of stuck their Bible under the pillow the night before exam, that the answers would come up through the duck feathers into their head somewhere or another. Some silly thing like that. Well, my friend, you're not going to learn that method at all. There are certain things you can get by study in the Bible, the history of it. You can learn the poetry of it. And there are many things you can learn by using your head and by study. But you can't get spiritual truth that way, because the important thing is God hath revealed them unto us by Spirit. There's certain things only the Spirit of God can reveal to us. And then he says, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, you and I understand each other because we have the spirit of man. I know how you feel when you fall down, for instance. Embarrassing, isn't it? And I watched an elder of mine one snowy morning in Nashville come out of his house, and he slipped and fell. He had two scuttles full of ashes he's taken out to the alleyway to empty in his garbage can. And he held on to him. He didn't spill on ash, but he sure fell hard. And he got up and looked all over the landscape to see if anybody's looking at him. Why'd he do that? Well, I knew exactly how he felt, because I was dying laughing. He's embarrassed by it. I have a spirit of man. He has a spirit of man. But I don't know how God feels. I do not know that. And if I'm to understand anything about God, he'll have to reveal it to me.